you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
This is the SoCal Update. I'm Kara Santamaria. It's been quite a week for some LA Unified schools. We'll check in on how teachers, kids, and the staff are doing with the limited reopening. Plus, Amazon.com and its battle to challenge Netflix. It's Thursday, April 15th. This week, a handful of campuses in the LA Unified School District have been inviting young students back to classrooms. This is the first small step in reopening the state's biggest school district. Kyle Stokes has been on campus this week. Kyle, what's it like to be back?
Oh, so good. It's like a sight for sore eyes to see these kids in classrooms. The first room I was in was this kindergarten classroom in Lakeview Terrace, and I found the kids there singing a good morning song. And for a second, everything felt almost normal. But of course, things aren't all completely normal. Students have to take a COVID-19 test before they come onto campus. They have to get tested every week, in fact. And I know that there were some students who were turned away on the first day over this. When elementary students are on campus, they only spend half of their normal day with their teacher. And even things like going to the bathroom are a real ordeal because students have to stay 6 feet apart at all times.
So this is just the first step. Which students are coming back to LAUSD campuses next?
So this week, it's just 61 of LAUSD's more than 700 elementary campuses reopening. Students at the rest of those elementaries and early education centers are back next week, starting with first grade and below on Tuesday. And middle and high schoolers will return next week.
How are the parents feeling?
Well, opinions really run the gamut. There's real excitement to be back. There's also a lot of fear about the virus. I was talking with a fifth grader this morning who said most of his classmates are actually staying home because of this, not coming back for in-person instruction. There's also some frustration among parents who think the district is moving too slowly. There's been a lawsuit over this from parents who think that the district should return to full-time in-person learning right away with fewer restrictions.
Thanks so much, Kyle. A lot of people use Amazon Prime to order books and, well, pretty much anything else you want in the world. Now, John Horn is here to report that the free shipping service has passed a major milestone that benefits its streaming service. John, what's the news?
So first, a little background. Netflix announced in January that it had surpassed 200 million global subscribers, and Disney Plus says it now has more than 100 million customers. So clearly, the pandemic has benefited these streaming platforms. So yesterday, in his final letter to Amazon shareholders as CEO, founder Jeff Bezos said Amazon Prime has crossed the 200 million subscriber mark. Bezos will now become Amazon's executive chairman. And of course, not everybody who orders a mop on Amazon Prime also watches the company's series or its Oscar-nominated movies. In this year's Academy Awards, that includes Amazon's The Sound of Metal, One Night in Miami, and Kara, your favorite film of the decade, Borat, subsequent movie film.
I love The Sound of Metal, I have to admit. So, you know, even if we don't know how many people have Amazon Prime more for entertainment than its next day delivery service, why are Amazon's numbers relevant to streaming?
Well, it's an incredibly lucrative market and everybody wants a piece of it. Remember, it's not only Netflix and Disney Plus, but also HBO Max, Apple TV Plus, Hulu, Peacock, Paramount Plus, and they're all spending a lot of money to create original programming. Bezos said Amazon spent $11 billion on video and music content last year, and that's up more than 40% from the previous year.
Wow. Thanks, John. And thank you all for joining me on this SoCal Update. We'll see you again soon.